We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Go and tell people on this glorious day, Jesus Christ is risen. Rejoice and say,
the empty tomb tells a story that for us he rose in glory. Jesus lives to forgive us.
Jesus Christ is Lord, Son of God, King of kings, to reign forevermore.
The empty tomb tells a story, he died for us and rose in glory. Jesus lives to forgive.
Risen to set us free. Oh, go and tell all people that on this glorious day,
Jesus Christ has risen. Rejoice and say, the empty tomb tells a story.
Last week we celebrated Easter, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Jesus lived a perfect life on earth.
He had no sin, but he took on the sin of the world when he died for us.
3 days later, he rose from the dead, and now, since we believe in Jesus, we can have eternal life with him in heaven forever.
And today we're going to talk about Jesus and his friends, how he spent his last days with them. If you knew you were going away, wouldn't you want to spend time with your friends?
Yes.
Yeah. And Jesus planned a special Passover meal with the 12. Let's read about the Last Supper in the book of Luke, chapter 22.
Then at the proper time, Jesus and the 12 disciples sat down together at the table.
Jesus said, I have looked forward to this hour with deep longing, anxious to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. For I tell you now that I won't eat again until it comes to fulfillment in the kingdom of God.
How do we remember the night that Jesus broke bread and passed the cup with his friends?
Communion.
That's right. And when we take communion, we follow the same instructions that Jesus gave his disciples, obeying his commands. Communion is a time when we can be close to the Lord.
Talk with him.
Thank him for his love and his sacrifice.
Remember what he did for us.
Jesus, Son of God, Jesus.
That evening was a special time for Jesus and his closest friends. Have you ever made plans with your friends to do something special only to be disappointed when things don't turn out?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jesus was looking forward to this night.
He knew that his closest friends would not understand his suffering.
He knew that one friend would betray him.
And he knew he would be denied 3 times by his disciple Peter.
Let's read more about what happened that night.
Next, they all went to the garden to pray.
Jesus told them to pray so that they would not be overcome by evil or temptation.
He walked a short distance away from them to pray. He knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will, not mine."
Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him.
He prayed more, and he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like drops of blood.
And at last he got up and returned to the disciples, only to find them sleeping.
Ooh, Jesus must have really felt sad.
His friends just didn't understand what he was going through. They weren't there for him.
And right after that, Judas arrived with a group of soldiers.
They had come to take Jesus away.
Judas betrayed our Lord with a kiss.
But Jesus wasn't angry, and he didn't fight back.
But one of the disciples tried to stop them and cut off the ear of one of the men.
Jesus told them not to fight, and he even healed the man's ear.
Jesus even loved his enemies. He loved at all times.
And later, Peter would deny that he even knew Jesus.
And Jesus loved and forgave him, too.
We are just like the disciples. We disappoint Jesus sometimes, too. But his forgiveness is always, always there for us. What a friend we have in Jesus.
My teacher, Jesus is my guide, Jesus is my friend. What a friend I have in Jesus. There is not another like him. What a friend I have in Jesus. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my shepherd, and I am his sheep. And I will always follow him, he will care for me. Jesus is my master, and Jesus is my guide. Jesus is my friend. He lives inside my heart, and he will never leave me. Jesus is my rock, and Jesus is my savior, and Jesus is my king. Jesus is my friend.
Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friend.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for being my friend. Help me be a better friend to others, so they can know you and see you in all that I do. Thank you for your gift of life, forgiveness and love, now and forevermore. In your name we pray. Amen.
Jesus wants us to tell others about him. Jesus is alive.
He lives in my heart and yours.
Tell others about his love.
And remember, be a friend like Jesus.
Love at all times. See you next time.
Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation.
He's better over me in love.
Jesus is the rock of my salvation.
He's better over me in love.
Jesus is the rock of my salvation.
He's better over me in love.
He's better over me in love. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation.
He's better over me in
love. Jesus is the rock of my salvation.
He's better over me in love.
Jesus is the rock of my salvation.
He's better over me in
love. He's better over me in love.
Up in my home,
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.